Welcome to this small relaxation exercise from Psychological Universe. Before you start, shut your eyes and try to imagine what a gigantic project you are a part of. That of being alive on a small planet, floating around a magnificent star called the Sun, in a spiral of millions of other stars, in an endless universe. Quite a perspective. But now for the next 25 minutes, it's not the space out there that matters. It's your own inner space. The microcosmic universe of selves and consciousness bearing your name. Imagine that you are just going to lie here, feeling and sensing what it's like to be you, both inside your body and in your head. You are not expected to do anything else but listening to what I'm saying and to focus your attention on the different areas of your body. For once, you can just let everything else be as it is. This is your very special moment and time to restore contact with all parts of yourself, not just the effective, hard-working you. This is the time to let others take care of the world out there for at least some small minutes. I will try to lower my voice so not to disturb you in your effort to relax entirely and completely. Now, try to imagine for your inner eye that you are lying here, stretched out in the room, and that's exactly what you're supposed to do right now. Feel as if you're sinking down into the underlay, that being a bench, bed, mattress, or just a mat on the floor. Give up keeping the muscles working or staying alert. This is their time off, their resting hour. Knowing that the underlay will hold you up, you can just make yourself relaxed and heavy, almost like a big bag of potatoes. Then stay where you are and leave the rest to me. We start with your breath. Pay attention to it for a moment and then breathe in with me 3 times. We start now. Breathe in and hold it there for a while. 1, 2, 3, and drop it out. Then breathe in again. Yes, and hold it. 1, 2, 3. Good. And breathe it out. Third and last time, breathe deeply without tightening you up. Then hold it. 1, 2, 3, and empty out completely. There you are. Now you can just let your breath move in and out automatically without having to think about it or do anything about it. Let the breath pace in a rhythm, almost like the ocean's waves on the beach. Sense how you feel lying here on the bed, mattress, sofa, or bench. Are there anywhere in the body that feels itchy, squeezed, cold, warm, aching, painful, or numb? Just notice it and leave it as it is. Then try to get an impression of your foot, the one on your right leg. Can you sense it far down there? Try if you can feel your toes too. For example, the big toe and the other four ones next to it. If it's difficult, move them for a second. Feel the sole of your right foot and the heel resting on the underlay. Then you mark the top of your foot. Notice it. Feel the whole foot becoming more heavy, relaxed, and warm. Notice the ankle and the upper and lower side of your right leg or calf. Feel the area all the way up to your knee. Feel that the ankle becomes heavy and relaxed together with the leg under your knee, and that the joints in the knee can rest together with the bands and muscles there. Now they can all become relaxed and quite heavy too. Notice and try to sense the back and front of your thigh all the way up to your seat or bottom and the groin. Note that your thigh just lie there completely, effortlessly and heavily without the use of any muscle force. Heavy, relaxed, and warm, you can feel it down there. Then we take the foot on your left leg. Feel the whole of it, both foot and the toes, one by one. Begin with the big toe. Again, if you have difficulty feeling them, move them a bit and then just let them hang there, free and loose on the foot. Feel the sole of the foot and the upper side gets relaxed and warm. Then you take the heel and notice it. Heavily, relaxed and warm, is lying there on the underlay. Now remember what extraordinary willing servants your feet resemble. Letting you walk up and down streets and alleys, going up all kinds of stairs, hiking in the woods, climbing trees and mountains, pedaling bicycles, organs, and pianos. Even in the car they do their work at your commands. They need gratitude and recognition for their contribution and service. Now let's continue relaxing your left ankle and the front and back side of your left calf. Notice it and feel the heaviness and warmth spreading all up to your knee. Just knowing that your left knee can rest totally, not needing to bend even a single millimeter of the joint. Then you notice your thigh on both sides all the way up to the groin and your bottom. Heavy, warm and completely relaxed, the thigh is lying there like a lazy and immobile ham. Then try to sense and feel your seat or bottom, as most of us call it. Sense both sides of it making a hole. This is a part of your body at work, both when you stand, walk, run, or not at least sit on it when you read, watch TV at work, write or play games on the internet. Now it's supposed to do nothing but hanging relaxed on the skeleton and rest heavily, lazy and warm on the bench. Feel and sense the abdomen and the entire pelvis. Know that all these parts are heavy and relaxed. Sense it. No moves are needed now. Everything can be calm. Then feel your stomach and remember how this emotional reactive center of yours since childhood still have to digest more than just food and water. Give it the feeling of accept and recognition. As if you knew how hard it is always to digest everything you put into your mouth each day. Let the stomach rest for a second. Loose the muscles round it and feel the heaviness and warmth spreading. The same as with your lower back. Imagine loosening some tight bands from the hooks on each side down there. That image makes them stop tightening and the lower back becomes warmer and heavier. Yes, soon totally relaxed. If, however, you do not feel that way yet, just know that the relaxation process has started anyway. Yes, even if you were falling asleep, your subconsciousness will follow my guidance and accompany the process. And the rest of your back and spine can also let everything go now. It does not need to hold you upright for the moment or keep anything up at all. Completely off duty, it can rest heavily against the mattress or underlay, like the rest of your body. Totally and utterly relaxed. Like your shoulder blades and the entire area of your shoulders. This area now can rid itself of every burden whatsoever. Now it's allowed to feel free. Nothing is to be carried. Nothing shall be lifted or held up. Not even your arms. Allow the entire shoulder to sink into the bench, couch, mattress, or bed. Heavy, relaxed, and warm, your shoulders will rest now. Make sure to sense and loosen your diaphragm too. This part of your body very often pulls itself together as if you were going into a war zone. Now, let it feel the peace and calmness of this exercise, feeling safe and sure that no attacks on you will happen. and there is your chest made of bones, the house for your heart and lungs. Feel it from the back to the front and acknowledge its right to rest and relax too, as together with your lungs and heart. Give them positive attention and gratitude for their life-saving work, and feel that they can enjoy working for you, especially when you time to time let them chill and relax like this. Then we take your arms on both sides. We start with your hands that lie down beside you, immobile and resting eventually. Notice your fingers on your right hand and your fingers on the left. Imagine what effort they make every day to satisfy your plans and all kinds of needs with their fingertips. Everything they help the rest of your hands to lift, to push and pull, or keep carrying. Just imagine how they run over keyboards almost every day on iPhones, iPads, PCs and Macs. They deserve much gratitude, thankfulness and loving care for their efforts. Yes, for everything they fix and arrange on behalf of you and your brain. Let them, together with your wrists, forearms and elbows, loosen up, become heavy and relaxing for once. Notice how they get warmer now as they loosen up. Now continue. Feel your upper arms all the way up to your shoulders. Release all there is of tension. Surrender to the ground and to gravity. The neck, which is often stiff and tense, can also rest now. Notice and mark your own neck and know that it does not have to keep your head up now. Relaxed, heavy and warm, it can be completely restful. Your throat does not have to swallow any food or drink now. Feel that every fiber in it gets stretched out and can let go with all tension and stress. This also applies to your chin and lower lip, your tongue, mouth and teeth. Focus your attention on your lower jaw with all its teeth. Let the jaw drop and hang as if you were completely indifferent to everything. Then focus on the palate and your teeth in the upper jaw. Let them hang down like grapes on a grapevine. Even your upper lip can rest now, not needing to form a single syllable or word. Like your lower lip and the rest of your body, its existence is justified by only being there. From the area over your upper lip, notice your nose and nostrils all the way up to your eyes and your eyelids resting in the eye sockets. Feel the weight of the nose and the eyes. Not even the eye muscles need to pull your eyes neither right nor left now. With your eyes closed, there may only be a tiny twitching every time you try to notice and sense the different parts of your body. And that's okay. Most of your eye muscles get their rest and relaxation anyhow. Also, your worried eyebrows and wrinkled forehead can take it easy and rest for a while. Release the suspended ceiling on your forehead. Just let it collapse like a tent. You don't have to perform anything now. You don't have to think. You don't need to be clever or good. You just need to lie here and let go of control. Leave it to nature, whatever it is. Then feel the top of your head, noticing that the head becomes very slack, loose, limp, and easygoing. Even a little warmer, because the blood circulation up there gets better when we relax the muscles and loosen up completely. Make sure you clear your mind of all worries, negative thoughts, and ruminations. Just pretend you had an opening like a trapdoor in the back of your head, where you could pour or drain out this contamination. Then, after emptying out all this, you could close the trapdoor again and save for keep the most important and wisest thoughts of yours. As if you could say, switch / done. I'm no longer filled up with worries. I'm almost like new. At this point of our exercise, you're supposed to sense not only a single part of your body, but all of it. From the head through the upper body, your spine, your lower back, back all up to the neck, to the stomach and the legs and feet. Feel the whole organism, the entire body, with your head at everything you exist of, from the inner to the outer. Feel it lying here in your own room, this space of yours. Then know that this body of yours is your most wonderful servant here on earth, together with your working brain. And I can guarantee that it will be happy if you appreciate it by thanking it every day for its effort in your service. Know that this organism of yours is doing its best, even if it sometimes gets sick or ill. Also know that it operates almost like a child, and that remark is not condescending. So, it becomes incredibly happy when you encourage it, showing it respect and gratitude for its daily effort. Then you're also like the good boss or executive vice president who goes down to the staff, listening to them, marking their name and making every effort to get them to enjoy their job in his company. Then you work well as a team, and a team you are from head to feet. Finally, keep your eyes still closed, and when you have noticed your entire body, feel what it's like to be inside of it now. Take your time, sense, feel, and congratulate yourself for having spent time resetting it for renewed effort. Perhaps you still want to rest or sleep for a few minutes before you go back to your tasks of today. Then just do it. Or you can breathe deeply 3 times as we started the exercise and wait to open your eyes until you think you're ready for it. And if you by any chance think this rest was good for you, go back to it when you can and use it for what it's worth.